Can we just talk about the layout of the ground in those early days of yours down here, Tommy?
Walk the ground. Most of the time I walked it with the ball up and down.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
When they first took over the King's home ground back in 1891, there was a farm building and stables and so on, sort of somewhere in the middle of where what is now the pitch. Did you ever come across those remains at all under the pitch?
Yeah, there was a lot at the back of the place, down in underneath where this is on now. It was just like being in a farm place at the back. You come through into the back of the ground there that way. Yeah, a lot of old farm buildings. And the roller that I used, I got a feeling Peter Ford still got that one.
On his farm, is it?
Massive thing, yeah. I got a feeling he shifted it from there out to his place or whatever. And a little motor used to pull him up and down the ground and roll it out.
Yeah. So how long did it take you to prepare the pitch for a match?
Well, it's doing pretty well, really. But plenty of time. I used to come down in the evenings as well, you know, especially when the weather was changing and you could see and get it reseeded. And, some of the farmers were very good at help, you know. You say, well, get a mix of different stuff and put on the ground.
Now, where we're sitting now in the new stadium, we've got the far side, of course, the Lions Den, the old gymnasium, and the shed. And presumably that hasn't changed much since those days, has it?
Well, this is place down here.
The far side of the ground.
Oh,
here,
no.
It's the same as it was years ago, isn't it?
Yeah, with the exception of the shed itself, you've got different things. It's a bit more untidy than what it is now.
Oh, was it?
Oh, yeah.
How's the shed changed then?
I think there was a lot more wood to it than what there is steps now.
Ah.
There was.
In those days, was it just the wooden boards with gravel behind?
No, but the actual structure of the shed was
A bit different to what it is
reinforced
now.
Reinforced it, haven't they, with metal
and the
metal
but the barriers to the metal
barriers are quite different.
Well, they actually came to us for a loan for that. 25 years ago. Out of season, they were told by the authorities that if you don't get these barriers put in, there'd been one of the football grounds, one of the tragedies in our football.
It was after Hillsborough.
Yeah, and they'd said, you know, basically you're not opening next year unless you get these barriers put in. And they came to the accommodation for a loan.
And there was a barrier halfway across the shed, wasn't there?
I think there was, yes.
Because it was cheaper at the Dean's Walk end than it was at the Worcester Street
end. Yes, I remember, yes.
I mean, it was half a crown at the one end and 2 shillings at the other. Ridiculous, really, but that's the way it was. And then they took that barrier down, didn't they, after the Hillsborough disaster
as well. Yeah, that was rather untidy there. But of course you had it. That was where the Queen was. You got all the language from that side of the ground, no doubt about that. I've had to put up with a lot of it and all on the ground.
Oh, really? They even gave it to the groundsman, didn't they?
Yeah.
Going back to the 50s, Tommy, what was at the Worcester Street end of the ground then? Here?
It wasn't nothing like that. That's very, very neat.
That was just standing terrace with a roof over it, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had the old wooden fence then, Tom, didn't you?
Wooden fence in there, all through there. The doors and all that was all wooden. wooden ones, look.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going back now, isn't it? Good God.
That's what we're trying to do. And at the far end of the Dean's Walk end, you had the tump.
There's nothing on the top of there.
Right. Just nothing, a scoreboard.
Just a tump.
Yeah. With a scoreboard on top of it.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah. And this side, you had the old stand they built old in stand, 1933. Yes, yeah.
Yeah. And underneath, that's where it kept all your rubbish, boars and little truck.
All the grounds equipment was there.
Yeah, all the grounds equipment.
Well, we were glad that people put stuff in under the stand, because when they came to knock it down, you know, to make way for this stadium now, that's where they found lots of boxes of material, which was actually the start of our project.
I'm not surprised at that at all. Not surprised at all at that. Yeah.
So which of the, in all those years you were here, Tommy, which of the sort of administrators of the club did you used to deal with? And you mentioned Doug Wadley.
Yeah, Mr. Hudson, Arthur.
Yeah.
Dr. Alcock.
Oh, right.
Tommy Boyce. They all lined in, used to sit up in the old stand there. Yes, the old gang.
Tell us about Tommy Boyce.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got their photograph. I got their photograph of them.
And Doc Alcock, what was he like?
Hmm?
What was Doc Alcock like?
Okay.
Yeah.
No trouble at all. They left me to it. And I got a picture of them all lined up. When you'd come out through the door, they all lined up in their place.
Did you have any problems with the ground? While you were groundsman here, did you have any problems with the pitch here?
I better not tell you anything like that, no.
You had.
problem, yeah. Some of the boys used to phone up and want to know where their husband was. I used to answer the phone and say, yes, he's on his way.
So you had to be a diplomat as well.
Well, I did the right thing. I used to go to the bloke anyway and say, be careful when you get up, because your wife's been on the phone.
Did you ever suffer any flooding on the pitch here during your time?
No.
Any flooding?
No.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I think in the late 40s, wasn't it, the pitch flooded at one time.
Didn't they have some trouble, Tom, on that far side, down the bottom end? They had to lift it up or something, didn't they?
It swept out in a dip. The fork, they had to build that up.
Yeah.
But sweeping down, and of course there was a concrete wall there, and it could, any messing about, it could be over the top.
All right. That's what we're talking about, the northwest corner there, I suppose.
Yeah, the very far corner down. Yeah.